think we're going to need a biblical scholar to help us answer the Pella name origin, because we both found multiple results. One reference is it's Pella stands for City of Refuge. Another one talks about something during the Christian Jerusalem War of 70 AD. There's a Pella Italy, there's a Pella Iowa. So we're going to need
a girl's name, I guess.
Girl's name.
Named
Marvel
after a
of
cat.
God.
Yeah.
Meaning Marvel
something
of God.
Like that.
So the exact reference, you know, we'll get a biblical scholar next time you're on. We'll have that
good
answer. But I want to mention one more thing about Pete Kiper. It's interesting. You know, obviously, I never got to meet him in person. He bought the business in 1925 and had long passed before we had the ability to go to the tour. But they still had his office preserved to, you know, the way it was the last time he left it.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting to sit there and look through all his different, you know, his workspace arrangement. Small area, not a big office.
No, it's
You know, you couldn't have more than three or four standing in there before you started getting crowded. So we had to take turns going through it. But looking at his book collection and what he reads and what you know, he dedicates his mind to outside of business, you know, you really got to learn a lot about who Pete Kiper was. And aside from that, he even had a smaller loft that he would go to and meditate in, which was a
little
tiny hot room. It was very warm that day we went.
Yeah,
unair-conditioned space in the attic.
Yeah, and I think back then nobody, not very many people knew about it. So he would just you know, go away from his office and disappear, and that's where he would usually be. Pretty wild. But the thing that's most striking to me when you see that, you know, his old office, you know, we all use computers and cell phones and all this technology now. And sitting at his desk is, I think there's a calendar and like a notebook and a telephone. And I'm sitting there looking at it going, how do you get anything done? And I think there's a typewriter off to the side too, but it's wild to think that's what they did back then.
And a telephone that you would put somebody in there today that was born after 1990 and probably wouldn't even know what to do with it.
It's a rotary dial. Yeah. Yeah. It's
much less have a phone number memorized that they could call you, that they could dial.
But for, you know, for his, I mean, there's a lot of Pete's legacy that's all over the business, but his daughter, she recently just passed away, but she was kind of the matriarch of the business from most of the 20 years that I was there. And she had her own office that was still, again, kind of, you know, very period correct and old fashioned in style and all that. But now her grandson, well, it's the great great grandson of Pete Kiper. He is now the chairman of the board, and his dad Charlie Farver was the chairman before him. So it's still a family owned business. It's still ran by the family. It's professionally managed by a board of directors, but he's in charge, the great great grandson.
And statistically, by the time a company hits the third generation of ownership, their success rate is in the one percentile or a single digit. It's under 10%.
Yeah, I believe
so
that.
To be able to continue on and be stronger than it was, you know, in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, through its entire history, you know, it's only getting better. And we're going to talk about that now, the products and what today's windows and doors, what the standard should be when you're looking.
Yeah. You know, Pella, as I've said in the past, it's known for its innovation. I mean, it's known for quality. It's known for a lot of different things. But the one thing that I think if you had to, you know, put your finger on it, it's innovation. You look at the landscape of the window and door business, and every now and again, some of our competitors will come out with something new, you know, but it's usually like a new color or a new type of hardware or something that's, I mean, we're coming out with that stuff all the time. But really revolutionary type products, that's what Pella does. And, you know, and it started back with the roll screen, which is still, I don't even know if there's any other companies that have a hiding screen that disappears. And we still have that. They just introduced the roll screen that it's self-storing and it disappears in the double hung. And it's, I don't know if you've even seen it yet, Romy, but it disappears. And Well, so in double hung window, you pull the sash down, right? When you pull the sash down, the screen actually comes down with it.
Mm.
And when you pull the sash up from the bottom, the screen comes up with it. It's pretty, when you show it to a customer for the first time, they're just shaking their head going, well, where'd that come from? So
so when the glass is down, you're not looking through the screen if you don't want to.
Exactly. You don't see a screen at all until you go to open the window for some fresh air and the screen just rises up with it. It's all spooled up in the bottom of the window and up at the top. So that's a relatively new product. The one that that is most recent, that the International Builder Show is one of the biggest building conventions every year, and of course because of COVID this year it was all virtual. But Pella still entered one of their new products into the mix, and we ended up winning the most innovative product of the year at the International Builder Show this year. And it's for our Easy Slide Operator, and that's through our Impervia product line. That's the fiberglass window that Rosie's so fond of. And so on our casement windows, instead of having a typical crank handle.
And these are windows that open horizontally. They go out.
Yeah, casement window.
They swing out.
Yep, they swing out. Very typical Midwestern style window. You do see, a lot of them out here in Arizona too. But you open the latch and then you grab the little. There's just a little handle on the side and you pull it up and down, and it's a belt driven operator that's just slick as can be. So.
You can see that we put it on our article that we publish on Tuesdays. It's on the front page of our website in the blog segment called Encasement. You are wondering. And there's a video right there, plenty of images too, but the video, you can see this operation and just how smooth it is.
Yeah.